All right, Alexander, let's talk about an article from Glenn Greenwald, but it's actually a story that we know very, very well because we covered Michael Flynn in a lot of depth and what they alleged Michael Flynn did, which was talking to foreign leaders and violating the Logan Act. Now we have Ben Rhodes admitting to MSNBC that the Obama, it's actually probably more accurate, but the Biden transition team, I say that, you know, kind of jokingly, is doing the same thing. And the title from Glenn Greenwald's article says, Obama official Ben Rhodes admits Biden camp is already working with foreign leaders. Exactly what Flynn did, the byline says. In late 2016, the FBI investigated General Michael Flynn when he was a transition official for the possible crime of talking to Russia about foreign policy. Why can Biden do this? That is a question mark, he says. Why can Biden do this? Alexander, this is a case of transition for me, but transition not for thee, according to Ben Rhodes. Smooth transition for me, smooth transition not for thee. Let me rephrase that so it sounds a little better. So that is the hypocrisy once again of the Democrats.
Yes, that is absolutely right. Only I would actually go further than that, because when Michael Flynn was talking to the Russian ambassador, Ambassador Kislyak, there was actually, Donald Trump was actually formally, officially recognized as the president-elect, because people tend to forget Hillary Clinton conceded the election. There was no reason to dispute it. We didn't have tens of millions of mail-in ballots in that election. So she actually conceded the election. So Donald Trump was formally, at that point, the president-elect, and Michael Flynn was his national security advisor. Joe Biden, despite what people are saying, is not yet the president-elect, because Donald Trump has not conceded and the election result is disputed and the Electoral College has not yet voted. So he may say he is the president-elect. The media may say he is the president-elect. Nancy Pelosi may say he is the president-elect. But he is not actually the president-elect. Now, I'm not sure that has any legal significance in terms of the point that Greenwald is saying. I think Greenwald's point is entirely right. What Flynn did, talking to the Russians, is absolutely no different from what, you know, Joe Biden and his people is doing now. But I would point out that to the extent that either Flynn had a more formal role as part of a actual transition team than anyone in the Biden camp currently does. So, yes, Greenwald is right. Greenwald, in my opinion, is even more right than he perhaps realizes.
Yeah, this is all theater right now from the Biden transition team. I mean, they're play acting. They are not the transition government at this point. And I actually think Hillary Clinton didn't even have the guts to concede in a speech on her own. I actually think she sent out John Podesta, if I remember correctly, because she couldn't even like get out there and say that she lost the election, which was a real fair election. Now, what we have going on here, obviously, we have a lot of irregularities, a lot of what appears to be fraud. And I mean, you know, I say appears to be, but I'm being very kind in my words towards the Biden camp. You know, I think we definitely know that there were a lot of shenanigans that were at play to give the appearance that Biden would be president-elect. And so I think the Biden transition team, and I say that again jokingly, these guys this is like play acting. They're literally play acting here, that they're a transition team and they're going to talk to foreign leaders. If you're a foreign leader, you have to be a dummy to actually take these guys seriously at this moment in time.
Well, many of them are not, and not just countries that are adversaries of the US, like Russia and China, but countries like Mexico and Brazil, which are supposedly friends of the US, are keeping their distance because they realize that this is not a transition team. But going further, bear something in mind. There was a meeting in the White House on the 5th of January, 2017, And there was a discussion at that meeting about how it was supposedly or allegedly or reputedly illegal for people who were on what was actually at that time a transition team to talk to foreign officials and to conduct foreign policy purportedly on behalf of the United States. And this was done, you know, with respect to Michael Flynn. Who was it who, according to the notes that we have seen, taken down apparently by Peter Strzok, who brought up the Logan Act? Well, it was one Joe Biden. Joe Biden did. It was actually Joe Biden himself. Now, I'm actually a bit skeptical about that. I've personally floated the idea. I actually believe that it was more likely Obama than Biden who really thought that. But the actual record, the only one that exists in Strzok's handwriting, says it was Biden who came up with the idea of the Logan Act. And who else was at that meeting? Sally Yates. Now, Sally Yates supposedly is Biden's first choice for attorney general. And she was going around telling everybody afterwards, you know, that Flynn had violated the Logan Act, which says, you know, that private individuals shouldn't be dealing with foreign governments. Flynn did this when he was talking to the Russian ambassador. So it's interesting that Biden, well, of course, Biden is, as we know, a forgetful man, but it's interesting that Biden appears to have forgotten this. And it's interesting that Sally Yates, who was so concerned when Michael Flynn supposedly was doing it, is so unconcerned now.
Maybe we should find out what countries they're talking to and call Robert Mueller and maybe convene a special counsel to investigate Biden.
I think we should. I think we should send the FBI. I think we should send the FBI. I think, you know, what Barr needs to do is he needs to send the FBI round to these people, to Biden and Sally Yates and whoever else is involved in these discussions. Not tell them, of course, why the FBI wants to see them, plot in a meeting beforehand to find ways of tricking them into admissions which are not true, into comments that are not true, and then indict them, because that's clearly what what this situation requires. After all, that was done to Flynn. So why not do it to these people too?
God, do these people not have any sense of what's going on around them, any sense of self, any sense of the world? I mean, it's unbelievable the level of hypocrisy and projection, actually, because what they accused Flynn of and what they accused Trump of is exactly what they're doing now. I mean, these people have no sense of anything.
No, they don't, is the answer. I mean, what they do have is an overwhelming sense of their own importance. I mean, when you said it right at the beginning, when you said, you know, that they, you know, what you know, we're allowed to do what the other side is not allowed to do. We're entitled to a smooth transition, even though we're not actually in a transition, and the other side are not. And that's what I think at some level they actually believe that. I think they really believe that internally, that for some reason they're entitled to do things which, when the other side did them, they vehemently not just criticized, but, you know, took to court and launched investigations on. I mean, Michael Flynn, let us remember, is still a convicted man. He's still caught in an insane legal process. He's still up against a judge who is relentlessly hostile to him. That business of Flynn is still not over.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, the Democrats. Anyway, all right, let them do their theater. Let them do their play acting is what I say if I was Trump. Let them play theater. Yeah.
I mean, to be straightforward about it, I don't think Trump should waste any time on it. And I certainly don't think he should do to them what they tried to do to him. I mean, you know, that would be quite inappropriate and very unethical. Though I have to say, I would be very interested to see their reaction if he did do to them what they did to him. I would be very interested to see what they said and how they defended themselves.
I'll be interested to see that if Trump pulls this off and pulls out the win, he'll take the wind out of their sails. Actually, if he pulls out the win, he will take the wind out of their sails. And just can't. I mean, the Biden's team is probably enjoying this moment so much, you know, playing like, you know, they're the administration that's going to be entering the White House, that, my God, the level of disappointment and how crushed they're going to be.
Oh, it'll be just unbelievable. I mean, the shock these people will suffer will just be, you know, it'll be beyond description. I mean, whatever else they do, generally, truly believe at this moment in time that they will be entering the White House and taking over the U.S. government in a few weeks' time. If that's taken from them, I mean, these people won't know what's hit them. I mean, they will be in shock.
All right, we'll leave it there, and let's hope for some more interesting times ahead with these people. Let's hope that karma comes around.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it will. I mean, you know, there's no doubt about it. Karma does always come. That I do actually believe in.
All right, we'll leave it there. All right, guys, hit the like, hit the subscribe, go to the Durant Shop, pick up some merch, BitChute, Odyssey. You'll find our videos there. And like this video, share this video, and also Patriotic Legacy. Pick up a Patriot Beacon 3, Durant 20. That is the discount code. If you don't have the flashlight, Alexander, next to you, I've got it right here. You'll get...
I don't have it. I was actually walking my dogs later, so it's actually recharging in the light at the moment.
All right. No worries. Durant 20, 20% discount, Patriot Beacon 3, and you will be seeing on your screen right now. You will also have an opportunity when you go to the Patriotic Legacy to also get a t-shirt if you win that contest as well. So you'll get that Black Patriot Beacon 3 and you'll get a Durant t-shirt. We have our logo across the chest. You'll be seeing it right now on your screen. So you can find that at the Patriotic Legacy, the best flashlight in the world, or as Alexander calls it, the best torch in the world.
Absolutely. And we're the best t-shirt in the world because we make the best. They are the best t-shirts. They are the best mugs. This is the mug with a Durant mug with the flag of the United Kingdom of Great Britain. But you will find flags of many other countries on our mugs. And we also have amazing hats, truckers hats and baseball caps, also with flags and many of them embroidered. And we've got hoodies and we've got stickers and we've got ebooks and we've got wonderful things in our shop, and you support us by coming to our shop, and you also, of course, as Alex rightly said, support us by coming and finding us on our other platforms, BitChute and Odyssey, and finding us and supporting us through Patreon and Subscribestar. And at the same time, you learn so much and support us so much by coming to our next broadcast.
All right, Alexander Metcurse, thank you very much. Till next time, everybody, take care.